All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 3 o'clock. Great to have you aboard. We got a million things to do. I mean, I love days like this where it's kind of a potpourri, but Rico, this is one where when you wonder why young people don't like baseball and when you wonder why most baseball fans look like Pat Caputo, a rather aged crowd, it's stories like this. Now, Fernando Tatis Jr. is a superstar. And last night he had a hell of a game and the Pods dropped a bomb on the Rangers. Tatis ends up in a 3-0 count, bases packed. Yeah, and he decided to swing away. What'd he do? He hit a grand slam. Doesn't seem like that big of a deal. I mean, now you're up, yeah, whatever it is, 14-3 or whatever it was. Who cares? Ah, that's until baseball guy entered the fray. Noted wuss Chris Woodward, the manager of the Rangers, said the following. I didn't like it personally. You're up by 7 in the 8th inning. It's typically not a good time, 3-0. It's kind of the way we were all raised in the game, but the norms are being challenged. Chris, word to the wise. Have your guy make a better 3-0 pitch instead of serving up a cookie. Second of all, if you don't like the fact you're getting your face rubbed in it, be better. But that wasn't all. Noted Weenie and Pods manager Jace Tingler chastised Tatis. Oh, that's right. He chastised his own player for swinging away, calling it a learning experience. That's it. He'll grow from it. What? He goes, just so you know, a lot of our guys have a green light 3-0, but in this game in particular, we had a comfortable lead. We're not trying to run up the score or anything like that. Why? Hey, Rangers, be better. This is why people don't like baseball. It's the most old, stodgy, you know, the unwritten rules. The only people that are worse are golf guy. Literally the only people worse in sports. You've got a manager of a team who's getting drilled, bitching because a guy just hit a grand slam on him. Really, dude? Hush, please. And then the fact that his own manager decided he had to fall in line because he's noted baseball guy, I think the whole thing's disgusting. Meanwhile, you got other sports having a good time out here. Having a good time, doing your thing. Can you imagine the butthurt on Chris Woodward? Maybe you ought to sit this one out tonight. I know that bench might be a little hard for your tushy. What a joke. How about you don't serve up a room service fastball to a guy who just took the lead from Mike Trout for home runs on the year?
Yeah, how about you don't have the bases loaded? How about you just do better? I mean, who cares that he hits it? But, Mike, you nailed it. It is why people are just moving away, especially younger and younger people are moving away from baseball because it doesn't make sense. Because you can't show any type of bravado. You can't do anything. You can't flip a bat. You can't stare at a home run pitch. You can't do this. You can't bunt in a no-hitter to get on base to break up the no-hitter. There's so many what you can't do, even though it helps your team. It helps you out. It's asinine. It's stupid. But it's what baseball does. And not only does it do, they embrace it. They love it. Because the next pitch, you throw behind the batter, and then the umps have to come out and warn everybody. How about you just do better? Don't throw the ball down the middle of the plate like a fat meatball and it's gone for a grand slam. That ain't his fault. It's your fault. Don't be mad at him. Be mad at yourself.
Why does baseball do this? And I'm a baseball fan, but I look at stuff like this, all the unwritten rules. You know what? Write them down so we can all see how dumb they are and then burn the page it's written on. 3-0 count, you can't swing away because you're up by 7. Who cares?
Because, Mike, that's how it was back in the day when Babe Ruth played.
You know how it was when Babe Ruth played? Black people couldn't play. Do you want to go back to that, too?
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's such a dumb excuse for these guys about the right way. What do you mean the right way? The best thing and maybe the only thing baseball has going for it right now, because nobody puts the ball in play, is the young stars. The Trouts and the Sotos and the Acuñas and the Tatises and the Bichettes and the Guerreros and the Judges. Like, they have so much young talent. Just let them play. Nobody cares about your old white man opinion. Just sit there.
No, Mike.
Here's another one.
Let him
have
fun.
Why do managers wear uniforms? It doesn't make any sense. Take the pants off. You're not going into the game, coach.
Just in case the 25-man roster needs one extra person.
You know what?
I got a couple innings in me. I can go in there. I can do it.
There was nothing more ridiculous than Jim Leland, age 100, wearing a uniform. If we're doing the unwritten rules of baseball, fix that one. The manager should dress like an adult. Get some joggers and a zip-up and sit in the dugout.
I can live with the managers with the uniforms on.
It's terrible.
But I agree with you. Let the young players, not only let them play, let them have fun. That's why you like watching the other sports, because you see guys in the NBA, they make a dunk and they can celebrate. It's not, you dunked the ball and then you showed me up by showboating. That's not right. I'm going to hit you in the head with the basketball next time down the court. You're going to catch a flying elbow. Nah, you know what? It's fun. In football, you score, you celebrate in the end zone. You get a big first down, you celebrate, you do whatever. Hell, Roy Williams was doing first down things even when the Lions were down, because he didn't care. But baseball, if you hit the ball out of the park, you can't stare at it. You can't flip your bat. You can't, and you can't go around the bases too slow or too fast. You have to have a medium pace, because if you go too slow, well, now you're Cadillacing it. And if you go too fast, well, now you're showing me up.
I hate the idea that the 3-0 pitch is assumed. Assume that what? Tatis is going to take it so you can just lay one in there for a free strike? To hell with that. Right. If you're going to sit there and look, any guy who's got the green light on a 3-0 is keyholing a pitch. He is looking at a very specific spot. And if you happen to throw that ball where it's at, he's going to swing at it and he's going to kill it. I'm not talking middle in. I'm not talking, kind of in this straight up. If this ball, when I'm getting my tenth of a second to see where this thing is coming, if I keyhole it and he puts it there, it's the only way I'm swinging. Man, you threw him a cookie. So right off the top, I have an issue with the premise on both ends. And I think Tingler sucks for not sticking up for his player.
Mike, I agree
with you. A learning experience. I don't care if he swung through a red light. I don't care that he swung on 3-0. Tingler, it's family business. You protect your guy in the media. You keep it private. And you tell Woodward, do yourself a solid. Don't throw cookies if you don't want to get them eaten.
Well, here's the other thing.
Shut up.
Yeah, we act like we've never seen teams come back and score 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10 runs in an inning. So score runs while you can. It's not a given you're going to win this game. The other team is still trying to win. 3-0 pitch. If you hit it out the park, man, hit it out the park. Go do your thing. Have fun. If I'm the manager sitting there in my baseball uniform, I'm not going to be angry at you at all.
Somebody explain to me why managers wear uniforms and why we as fans view it as normal. I don't see Barry Trotz donning a helmet and a sweater. He's in a suit. I don't see Popovich donning gym shorts and a tank.
Oh,
he's in a suit.
How great would
that be? Hey, football coaches, we'll keep it casual. You're still in some form of Nike jogging pant and a hoodie. Why is baseball guy such a boner? Why do they get away with that?
Well, see, like it's back when I was in my 40s, I liked watching Tom Landry walk around in the suit and tie on the side.
Rico graduated high school with Paul Brown. 248-539-9797. Right. I mean, come on with this stuff. But the unwritten rules, and I'm sorry. You know what? I'm adding this to the board. Is name something in sports that makes less sense than managers wearing the uniform and playing dress up. I don't understand that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.